This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
30 years of serving the community.
Visit the showroom at 1180 Seminole Place or call 973-7847-robertshomemedical.com.
Well, we've been recognized both in 2005 and 2009 as the best respiratory provider in the nation, and that's something for us to be proud of. Winning that award is just saying that we're going to take care of your loved one, you know, and treat them the way they should be treated.
About 36 degrees at 37 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. I hope you're having a good Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Coy Barefoot, and this is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. He is the director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics and the Robert Kent Gooch Professor of Politics at UVA. Always a great honor to welcome live to this program Larry Sabato, online at larrysabato.com. His most recent book is A More Perfect Constitution, 23 Proposals to Revitalize Our Constitution and Make America a Fairer Country. Larry, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Coy. I hope you are, too.
Absolutely. So let's get right to it. Massachusetts yesterday, to the shock and dismay of many Americans, picked a Republican for the first time in decades to take that seat in the United States Senate. Was this a judgment, a repudiation of the Obama administration, or was this just a comment on a not very good Democratic candidate in Massachusetts?
Coy, I've studied campaigns all my adult life, and campaigns and elections are like onions, and you peel back a layer, and there's another layer, and you peel that back, and there's another layer, and another layer, and another layer. It's complicated, and that's the answer, because obviously Obama was a factor. The president came in on a rescue mission on Sunday in a state he carried with 62%, and could not add votes, as far as I could see, almost anywhere to Martha Coakley. So he was part of it. What made him part of it? The fact that people are now, after a year of Obama, holding him responsible for the economy. They're unhappy about spending and taxes and debt and certainly the health care reform proposal, which, frankly, even the supporters don't understand. I'm still trying to find people who can explain it to me, and this is what I do for a living. So that was part of it. And then you look at Scott Brown versus Martha Coakley. Brown, I can guarantee you, was virtually unknown outside of Massachusetts a month ago. You couldn't find anybody in the political community, including the Republican Senatorial Committee, who actually believed that he would even crack 40, much less win the seat. So it's important to remember that the people have lots of surprises for us in politics versus Martha Coakley, who she wasn't a terrible candidate like I've heard today. I've seen lots worse get elected. I've been around a long time. She wasn't that bad, but she certainly wasn't very good either. And Scott Brown, well, the camera loves him. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. LarrySabato.com is the website. We're honored to be talking with the director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. So what does this mean now for politics in the United States Senate, for the Obama administration, and more specifically for the proposed health care legislation?
Our senator, Jim Webb, actually had a critical role in this last night. Before the results were actually even finalized, he issued a press release saying Scott Brown should be sworn in quickly and no attempt should be made to ram the health care bill through the Senate before Scott Brown is sworn in. Well, what does that tell you? Scott Brown's the 41st vote. There is no defection on the Republican side, including Olympia Snow. The Democrats went back to her today. She wasn't interested. Susan Collins, the other moderate to liberal senator from Maine, she wasn't interested. Jim Webb knew what he was doing. He got the message. Some other Democrats didn't get the message from the election. This wasn't just a one-state election. There have been 9 national public opinion polls by nonpartisan agencies, organizations, networks in the last 2 weeks that have shown a dramatic shift in public opinion on the health care reform bill, now strongly opposed to at least some major elements of the bill, if not the bill itself. Webb got it. Some of the other Democrats apparently aren't getting it. And if they don't get it, I think they will increase their losses in November. Jerry-built rigs usually collapse. And when they collapse, there's a significant loss of life.
We're talking with Larry Sabato. The website is larrysabato.com. His most recent book is A More Perfect Constitution. Must reading for regular listeners to this program. Fantastic book. Larry, Joe Lieberman came out today and said, well, the message of Massachusetts is that if Democrats want to win, they have to be more centrist in this country because this country is more to the right and they're not going to win otherwise. Meanwhile, the folks on the left are saying, no, the answer is to be more to the left and more anti-centrist if we want to win, just like, we won with Obama.
And there you go. And, of course, that debate rages in both parties over time. The right argues with the middle in the Republican Party. The left argues with the middle in the Democratic Party. And it all depends on the circumstances of every election year as to who predominates. For the Democrats right now, this is just a giant problem because the president has invested enormous capital in the health care bill. In fact, that's one of his problems. Americans believe he should have spent a lot more time and effort on the economy, which is the fundamental problem. Health care is important to everybody, but it's secondary, far secondary on the list compared to the economy overall. Yes, there's a connection, and the health care is 17% of the economy, but it's not a close call in the minds of the public. It's been perhaps the single greatest mistake of President Obama's first year, which ended at noon today.
And that, of course, might explain why the governor that Virginia swore in this past weekend is Bob McDonnell, because that was clearly the resounding message of his campaign, that it's all about jobs and it's all about the economy.
Well, both Democrats and Republicans see a trend, and they're both right. And the trend is, in Virginia last November, in New Jersey last November with Chris Christie winning, in Massachusetts on Tuesday, yesterday, with Scott Brown winning, the independents, which had voted narrowly for Barack Obama in 2008, went between 2.5 to 1 and 2.5 to 1 for the Republican candidate. Why has there been such a shift among independents? You get down to those basic core issues that I mentioned again, spending, taxes, debt, health care, and fundamentally the overall state of the economy.
We're talking with Larry Sabato. LarrySabato.com is the website. A More Perfect Constitution is the book. Make sure you go out and get that. It's a great gift. And Larry, before we let you go, what does all of this mean for the 2010 elections coming up in November for Congress, and also as we look forward to 2012?
From history, it's an easy prediction that Republicans will pick up seats in the House and the Senate and with the governorships, and particularly in the House, I think. The question is how many? It's impossible to project the exact magnitude from January. Right now, if you look district by district, you go through the races, you can find about 27 seats that could easily switch from the Democrats to the Republicans. Remember, the Republicans need 40 to take control of the House. But those totals were before Massachusetts. Those totals don't take into account what may or may not happen between January and November. And remember, it can go either way. You can have the economy deteriorating, or you could have certain other controversies at the federal level reducing Obama's popularity, increasing Democratic losses, or the economy could, contrary to economic projections, start sprouting green all over the place, taking off, particularly in the beginning of the third quarter, and then Democratic losses decline. So we have to see where the economy goes, where President Obama's popularity goes, and also what the two parties do to adjust to the new reality that was set by Massachusetts yesterday.
He's the director of the UVA Center for Politics, the Robert Kent Gooch Professor of Politics at UVA, and the author of A More Perfect Constitution. The website is LarrySabato.com. Larry, it truly is always an honor to have you here. Thanks so much.
Nice to talk to you, Coy. Have a great night.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
Right. Let's get down to brass tacks. Geico is the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.